The Science Show on RN, where I'd now like you to meet yet another high-achieving woman, this time in industry. She's a superstar of STEM, one of those women dubbed by Science and Technology Australia as an example of what can be done. Carly Jones was wrapped up in her field of nappies.
Yeah, so I was the product development manager for Huggies Nappies for Australia and New Zealand.
And what did you do to make them?
My job was to help design them, so really work with our marketing team, our production team, and mums and dads to design nappies for babies.
And what was your skill involved in that? A chemist or what?
So my background is actually as a textile technologist. So I studied textiles at university. No one goes to uni to study nappy design. It's something that you pick up.
Even at the University of New South Wales?
Even at the University of New South Wales. But my specialty in nappies was actually newborn babies. In my career, I've done actually a lot of work designing really little nappies.
You've left nappies behind. Where are you now?
I work for Diageo now. They're a global alcohol company, and my team now works on commercialising liquid and packaging innovation.
I hope there's less packaging, because I just had 4 chairs delivered, and it took probably 2 of us 3 hours to get all the plastic and the paper off. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, sustainability is definitely a big thing. And I think actually as I've moved from nappies into more packaging, I'm becoming more aware of that.
Exactly. Now, you are a superstar of STEM. How come you were chosen? Because most of the people there in the lineup base at universities, but you're not.
Yeah, so I have an industry background. I think that one of the reasons I was chosen was because I show a different career path for STEM graduates. So when people think about scientists, they think about people who work in labs or maybe out in the field doing research. They don't necessarily think about a scientist going to work for a big corporation or for big brands, and that's something that I bring to the Superstars of STEM program.
And you were advocating more scientists to be involved in industry and recognised as such.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that scientists can bring a lot to corporations. When you do a science degree, you learn things like problem solving. Lots of us have got curiosity as one of our natural skills, and so I think that when you have scientists in corporations and big business, they bring a lot to the team.
And are many scientists in corporations in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just one of the things that I'm passionate about is getting that information out there, that there are lots of scientists working for big corporations. But when students at university or even at high school are thinking about career paths, they don't necessarily think about working in business if you're a scientist. So I am happy to share that with everyone.
And when you go to the corporation as a scientist, are you listened to as a person who can advise right across the board, or are you the little nerd in the corner?
You know, I think that initially when you start, you're often known as a technical expert. I think one of the things that I've been able to do is really broaden my horizons, if you like. So I've actually had a career change from a textile-based industry to a food and beverage industry where I've got no technical experience at all. I think what they've recognised, though, is all those other skills that scientists have. So, yep, I think sometimes you're seen as the technical expert, but there's lots of opportunity to broaden that and learn about business in general, and I think that really helps.
If you're a young person and you want to follow up, know more about what you've been talking about, is there a unifying society? Is there a group? How do you get in touch?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not really. That's probably one of the reasons why Superstars of STEM really attracted me, because I reflect back on my career and I don't see a place where I can go for that information. So having more people visible who have done maybe not a traditional science career path, I think is a good thing.
Well, Superstars of STEM is organised by the overall body called Science and Technology Australia. The president is Professor Emma Johnston from the University of New South Wales, your old school.
My old school.
And yep. Is that a route to go to ask for advice, Science and Technology Australia, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's lots of superstars of STEM getting their information out there as well. So that's another good place to listen out for.
And just look at the range of jobs. The reason we mentioned nappies in the beginning, nappies to alcohol is a bit of a jump, I suppose, unless you're a harried parent.
Yep.
But the ways in which you can see jobs growing in Australia. Have you looked at fields where things are taking off?
It's interesting. I actually think that there's lots of areas where scientists could have an impact in corporations. I think one of the things I'm starting to become more passionate about now is this packaging, as you said. So, yeah, I think there are lots of areas that scientists could impact.
Overall, whichever industry, and we keep on broadcasting this in the Science Show, the saving you can get in energy and efficiency and water use, for example, in minerals, as we broadcast the other day, is absolutely fantastic. You could save them a fortune, could you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any idea about where you're going to transition to next, the next leap for Kylie?
You know, I'm pretty settled right now. My focus maybe over the next year or so is really to build some of my profile around the STEM stuff. So I'd really like to get that out there that science has lots of different career paths. The other area I'm really passionate about is supporting women in manufacturing and operation. So that's probably my big focus over the next couple of years.
Will you possibly go to schools and say what you've just said to me, you know, to these young people?
Yes, absolutely. So part of our Superstars of STEM program is visiting schools. So I'm really looking forward to going out there and sharing my story with lots of students. And, you know, even if I inspire one or two to choose a career in STEM and then stay in STEM, that would be amazing.
Kylie Jones, thank you.
Thank you.
Kylie Jones, also known as Kylie Bridger, chosen as a 2019 Superstar of STEM.